Thank you very much, Madam Chair. So I will briefly present planned activities under this work stream as stated, which is worksheet number 7 in the work plan. So for overall information, the main objective of the work stream is to address emerging environmental and industrial risks linked to decarbonization and the global energy transition. And it has sub-objectives to increase knowledge of these emerging risks and how to manage them in terms of industrial safety, to strengthen global policies and standards, including under key international instruments for countries to address these, such as through land use planning, siting, and safety distancing. And finally, to strengthen capacity of national governments, national authorities, and other stakeholders on governance, regulatory, and technical aspects that will contribute to risk reduction and to filling related gaps, including at the transboundary and international levels. So as stated in the seminar and by Toril, I won't repeat all of these areas, but we do need to build on past work under the convention as we have a lot to work from. So with risk assessment, we've generated much knowledge and collected different methodologies and good practices on specific facilities for ammonia refrigeration, for example. On siting and land use planning, we have a guidance which could be further specified or tailored to address energy transition related facilities and accidents. And the convention has held 2 seminars for all parties, one within the context of the Working Group on Development in 2018, and one was hosted by Belgium thereafter, as well as sub-regional workshops for Eastern Europe, the Caucasus, and Southeastern Europe. This work would also complement another work stream on the safe and secure management of hazardous substances, which we will present later in the COP, particularly building on the conclusions from the UN-OECD seminar in follow-up to the Beirut port explosion, and looking at how those conclusions can apply to different substances more broadly, not just ammonium nitrate. That activity also was a good example of developing cross-sectoral partnerships to understand and address gaps more comprehensively to support member states. And as has been stated a few times, mine tailing safety, we have much work on this, and this can be applied at the life cycle of critical minerals and built on through the safety guidelines application, as well as decision 2020/1 and the mine tailing safety roadmap endorsed at COP12. In addition, the NATEC risk management, much work has been done under this, so it can also be helpful to consider natural hazards in the context of energy transition facilities and compounding risks together. So there are 3 main planned activities under this work stream for the coming years, to which the EU is the lead party and will support. So the first is to conduct analysis of emerging risks linked to decarbonization and the energy transition, their prevalence, and how national governments seek to address them. And this will be done through a survey and desk review of policies and tools and governance aspects. And it will result in a report to raise awareness, build knowledge, and also to provide recommendations on gaps that are identified. Number 2 is to develop technical and policy guidelines based on the gaps identified in the analysis. So the idea is that this would be pursued through the convention's intergovernmental process and focus on key emerging risks in relation to new and expanded uses of hazardous substances and processes related to the energy transition. And we'll also look at cross-cutting issues like land use planning, siting, and safety distancing in order for prevention and mitigation measures to be developed. This will also consist of an event or consultation of some sort at the next COP, in the margins of the next COP. And finally, we'll do initial work on a global high-level event in the framework of COP15, so in 4 years, to raise awareness of the risks and to promote and demonstrate the use of the guidelines to be developed, and also to exchange further information and good practices. In addition, we have several cooperations and initiatives that are important for this work stream. So recently, we've participated in the Secretary General's panel on critical energy transition materials, along with the Sustainable Energy Division. We also participated in the working group on transforming the extractive industries for sustainable development. We've closely cooperated with the UN Environment Program and parties to the convention on the UN Environment Assembly 512 process on environmental aspects of minerals and metals management. And we will be participating in upcoming events such as the EU Raw Materials Week in a couple weeks, as well as the European Union TIEX flagship workshop on industrial safety, which also focuses on climate change and decarbonization for these emerging risks. And for all of the activities I mentioned in the last slide, we plan to cooperate with key partners on these activities, including the UNEC Sustainable Energy Division, also the Sustainable Transport Division, the Aarhus Convention, ESPU Convention and its protocol, and the ILO and the European Union, as well as OECD, UNDRR, UNEP, and other regional commissions, and the World Health Organization. So we have partnerships with these different organizations and entities and have discussed partnering with them on the energy transition work. So thank you very much.